Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we continue on with our stories about the animals I hope to see at Isle Royale National Park next month. Today, we read a story, actually a poem, about one of my most favorite animals, and that's the moose. I think I said it last time, but if all I see is a moose on my list of animals I hope to see, I will leave that park happy. So today, we are going to read the poem titled The Song of the Moose from the book Famous Frontiersman, written by Charles Johnston. As we near the end of the school year, and tomorrow being the unofficial start of summer, I hope that your summer vacation is filled with a lot of fun adventures. We have a full schedule this summer, and I'm looking forward to those adventures with my family. Now, let's turn to today's poem. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Song of the Moose. This the song which the trapper heard in the gloom of the forest dark, heard while the embers snapped and snarled to the growl and glare of the glimmering spark, heard while the lucivee cried from the pines, and the ribbon splash of a startled loon crystalled the rim of the lake as it lay, soft in the gleam of the hunter's moon. This is the song of the moose. Near the amber drip of the torrent's rip, where the lean wolf howls at the blinding spray, where the sleeted pine is riven and rent by stress and strain of the mist bank gray, we struggled and fed through the reedling's bed, where the sheldrake croons to her fledgling's brown, and the otter mewed to its hungry brood as the osprey peered from the hemlock's crown. Our mooseling day was a rapturous play. We browsed where the partridge drummed a song, where the brown bear hid in the tamarack, where the days were short and the nights were long. We roamed neath the arch of the drowsy larch, where the beaver bred in the inky pool. We splashed in the foam of the cataract, in the frothing spume and the ripples cool. We hid neath the pine of the serpentine, as the red fox barked to a sleek-fed mate. We ate of the birch of the restigouche, where the goldfinch whisper and undulate. Oh, bright were the days with surcease of care, as we fed and grew from our clumsy birth, while the woods were green with a shimmering sheen, and the sun shone hot on the moss-grown earth. Then came the prod from the fleet-flying squad, as the gray goose sped to the Chesapeake. The leaves grew sear at the slow dying year, and the salmon raced from their spawning creek. Our mothers fled from our marsh-sunken bed, we browsed no more on the soft lily's pad. From the distant blue came the caribou, rank upon rank, and their temper was bad. Their eyes were bad as they fought for our feed, when the air grew chill in the northern blast, and the white flakes fell from the sodden sky on the sleeted lakes soon frozen hard fast. Pure white was the cowl of the Arctic owl, and soft was his voice from the cedar deep, as we plowed our yard neath the mountain's guard and marked our birch for the long winter's keep. Now sharp came the clang as the wood axe rang. "'Tis man," said our kin, "ye must wander afar from the sound of his voice and reach of his arm, for his song is death and his hand is war." The blue wisp curled from the lone logger's hut far down in the depths of the silent wood, and shouts came loud from the boisterous crowd as they sapped the strength of the forest's blood. We were taught to fend with a lunge and bend, the spring of the lynx with a snarling yelp. We were shown to ride with a single stride, the charge of the wolf and his whining whelp. We saw how to strip the birch with our lip, and to trample the shoots with our foreleg weight. We learned how to tell a foe by the smell, that law in the wood was the law of hate. Another year, and the wide ridge was clear, as the snow grew less and the day grew long. With the start of the sap, we swung from our trap, while the chickadee whispered his mating song. And the robin came with feathers of flame to carol a psalm from the budding spray, while the chewink's flute, like a minstrel's lute, trilled clear in the balm of the softening day. Oh, that life was good in the opening wood, as our brother's horns turned velvet to bone. We wandered at will over hummock and hill, till we found out, alas, we were never alone. Man found us there in our deep forest lair, and plunge as we would in the thicket's gloom. We ran on his track and the sign of his pack, as he close hunted us down to our doom. There oft in the dark we trembled to hark to his muffled call by bank of the pond, and to those who lacked in spirit of fear, it was death to inquire and death to respond. Oft have we trod on the ranks of the slain, as prostrate they lay near some crystal stream, lured to their end by the low soothing cry, mocking the mate of long-longing dream. To the whispering rest of the trackless west, we travel to live where the rangeland is clear, where wolf and bear keep their sheltering lair, where silence is deep and man is not near. Few, few are there left with merciless war, waged on our ranks now broken and gone. Yet struggle we must against the slaughtering lust. Our end is in view, race driven forlorn. This is the song which the trapper heard, heard in the gloom of the forest dark, heard of an ancient and vanishing race by the growl and glare of the glimmering spark, heard of the mannish bloodlust and greed of the withering waste in the rifle's path, song of the steel-clad bullet's speed. This is the song of the moose.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information, to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes, and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.